everyone. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. I'm Matt Weston. Tonight, I'm joined by the Jimmy Garoppolo. It's my Patrick Mahomes, my good friend Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
I do feel like a loser after all of my picks, but what are we even doing a show? Why are you even calling me right now? You're just calling to rub things in, is all this seems like.
I don't have any salt. You don't have any wounds. We're okay here.
You came in shaking a salt thing and saying, Taylor, hey, what's going on? You really made a motion towards your lower hip area and said, how's it going this evening?
Yeah, how's it feel?
You said you owe me two dinners.
No, you owe me a dinner and two drinks. That was the bet at the beginning of the year.
But who remembers, right?
It came to the end of it.
But
I kept it all year long.
Thank
that
God.
Stinky spiral.
I wonder if you would have kept it here. If things were reversed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
So how are you feeling? Because I'm depressed.
It was a great game. It was a very fun game. It was the best Super Bowl we could have, the two best teams.
First three
and
quarters,
it was
amazing.
It was strange. But that's how the Chiefs have kind of played all postseason, where it's like they like that first series, for example, it's a run, a drop, and an incompletion, and they punt. And it's like, oh, here we are. The Chiefs are doing this again. And it took them three quarters instead of a quarter and a half to get going in this game and eventually kind of happen. But there's a lot of like things schematically that they did that I didn't really understand at all in the moment.
I don't think I understood anything, and I can't tell because it's like both teams, especially at the end, in the fourth quarter, I don't want to win the game. Do you want to win the game? I don't want to win the game yet. Oh, I don't want to close
Kansas
the door.
Kansas City was different, though. I think San Francisco was like that,
but
I think Kansas
City
went for it.
I meant like that Kansas City at least gave the ball back to San Francisco to take advantage of the moment, but then, of course, Jimmy G said, I don't want the moment, but also Kyle Shanahan didn't put him in a great position. Kyle didn't learn his lesson. How did Kyle not learn his lesson? When it's second and five and your quarterback's Jimmy G, we don't throw the ball. That's what the rule is. We run it, and then we see what we can get, and then we throw it. But when it's second and five and then you throw an incomplete pass, guess what you have to do on third and five, Matt? You got to throw it again.
Yeah.
Jimmy G's not good enough.
Well, in that second five thing you're talking about was the one where that safety crashed hard, dove, and like – not like pretty much volleyball spiked the ball away. And, you know, their offense this year, it's been all slants. It's all been posts. It's been drags. It's been, you know, the play action pass where the opposite receiver runs behind the line of scrimmage is wide open the flat. And Kansas City kind of reversed in the first half to the second half where they were ready for it, even though San Francisco has been doing that all year long. I wonder how much of that, like from a defensive coordinator standpoint, if you're like, yeah, we're going to call this defense and we're going to give them this in the first half. And then we're going to change it, you know, whenever we need to be able to run coverages that take away the shorter middle part of the field. And it looks like they played two safeties deep and playing both in the shallow part. And because they didn't have any threat of all Garoppolo throwing the ball 20-plus yards down the field. And the one attempt he has is that one to Sanders on third down where he overthrew him slightly. And then he was sacked on fourth down or whatever it was. But, you know, I think Garoppolo has just been a short thrower all season long. Everything was off play action. And like we talked about in that Vikings game, is he gonna make a sideline throw? He didn't need to that game, but in this game, he needed to do something like that. He didn't. Like we talked about, well, how many throws does he need to make? Does he need to make one throw or three throws? I thought three. I thought he could make three. He didn't make one throw this game. Like, can you think of one that he made that was like, that was big, that was a great throw?
Yeah, it was the one before
like
the half
really
ended,
open,
the one that was called back.
Well, that was pass interference.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was the one that was called back. That's the only great throw that he had. Where even going into the second half, oh, I can't remember who it was, one of the announcers. Oh, that second half catch, that's going to make them have a big start going into it. I think it was Terry. I think on the Fox crew, it was one of those guys.
One of those momentum sort of things.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, they're going to go into it. And they're going to really use that. No, they're not. Jimmy G is just not good enough. And to your point and what you kind of even mentioned, Kansas City, in a way, they played their game. They just did what they've done all postseason. And they just came back. They scored when they needed to. They made the big plays. And their wide receiver and the weapons were just great. But the pass that Jimmy G threw that overshot Emmanuel Sanders. You believe that's a difficult throw?
That's a tough throw.
For me, Eli Manning makes that throw.
That's
one of those
maybe.
Eli Manning throws, though, to the point of that's how you beat Tom Brady. That's how you beat Patrick Mahomes. That's how you win a Super Bowl, is being able to make those throws, and especially on 3rd and 10. Whenever he threw that on 3rd and 10, I sat back and going, what the hell are you doing? And then it's Emmanuel Sanders breaking out, but you overshot him by 5 yards.
Yeah.
Shows you the difference. That's all I'm saying, is that Mahomes makes that throw. You may say no to that.
I mean, I think it's a tough throw.
I say Mahomes easily makes it.
No, because he's the best quarterback in football.
But my point is, even with a quarterback like Eli Manning, where you wouldn't consider him the best quarterback at that time in football, he still makes a big enough throw. To your original point, what are we saying about Jimmy G? How many throws does he have to make? He has to make the throw. And he didn't do it.
Yeah, he didn't make the throws. And that was his throw. And also the coverage there was interesting, because it's press man and the safety's like 5 yards behind.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like they're just like, yeah, we're going to play our safeties in robber spots where we're going to crash on these posts and slants, because that's all they're throwing. And that's all they've been throwing. And, I mean, Sanders ran a great route. And it looked like he got kind of tripped up at the end, too. I thought it was an overthrow, but like, it seemed
he
like
stalled
at the
up once
end,
he realized yeah, that it was over there, because no on the replay it showed it. Because on the first time I thought what you did, and I told my dad, I was like, well, wait, that seemed like that he stalled up there, that he could have made that. And on the replay, it wasn't even close. It was still just 5 to 7 yards away from him. He wasn't going to hit it. That's what I mean. It's just that small of a difference, and that's what wins you the game. Plain and simple for me. But I also blame Kyle Shanahan. Again, I can't go back enough to that 2nd and 5 on the series before the last, where it was 2nd and 5. You just got 5 yards from a run, and you decide to throw the ball again. What are you doing? You're up. You have the lead. Kansas City's offense is rolling. What? Waste more time. You just picked up 5 yards on a run. It's your bread and butter. Stop. He did it again. He did it with what he did with Atlanta against New England. He threw it when he should have ran it.
Yeah. So don't look at the computer. Look at me. I'm the captain right now. Look at me. So Garoppolo had 31 pass attempts.
What does that mean to
Guess
me?
Guess how many rush attempts they had.
Oh, no. I don't. Oh, no. You're going to break my heart. It's 25.
Yeah, they had 22.
I even overshot it?
Yeah, you overshot it. And I know that you said, well, they're going to win. Garoppolo has to have less than 20. I said they had to have more than 20 because they need to score more points. And, in a roundabout way,
we were both right.
We were both right, but in a roundabout way, you were right, too, in the fact that, for them to win, Garoppolo has to be minimized as much as possible. And he wasn't. They could have minimized him more. The 49ers rushing game was interesting because in the first half, it was all reverses were their big plays.
Can you explain this?
And it was just, because they've done it all year.
I know, but like, it was just like they were so infatuated with the reverse always. Instead, Mozart didn't get the ball until 9 minutes in the second quarter. What am I doing?
It's a great play.
It's just, what am I doing?
Well, it was cool because the first time they ran it, they had Juszczyk in that position, and he just went up and blocked Lee, and they reversed it. Because usually he'll come back around, follow it. The second time they ran and they put Kittle in motion. Kittle runs, with the direction of the first motion, then stops, runs back and pulls back around to lead the reverse for him. It's just great play design. I love those two plays. But yeah, then they switched around. They went to more outside zone. They really ran the ball well on the edges. In the second half, though, their rushing game was good, but it was a lot more interior, it seemed like. And it seemed like Frank Clark did a much better job on the exterior. I don't know if Suggs was the other outside linebacker there, but it seemed like they did a much better job forcing things to the interior, forcing things to their safeties to come up and make free tackles. And I think they tackled San Francisco very well this game, because San Francisco's big plays don't come from the passing game. It comes from the run game. It comes from a slant. You have one safety deep. The safety misses the tackle, and then he takes off forever. It's all yards after the catch, and I think Kansas City's tackling was really great. It was able to limit those plays after contact, too.
No, and I completely agree with you. I actually think that both sides were really tackling extremely well here. With Kansas City's defense, I think Ivan went into this believing that no matter what, they weren't going to be able to stop the run. It just seemed like they didn't go to the run as much as they needed to, and they truly did want to rely on Jimmy G. It just seemed like panic mode from both sides, which is why I blame Kyle more. I just also, with the Andy Reid thing, who do you give more credit to here? Do you think that Andy Reid is kind of this offensive genius, or do you think that it's really Patrick Mahomes making these plays? Because I think Patrick Mahomes, this is why the hatred comes from me. I'm going to have to listen now the best next 5 weeks how he's the greatest quarterback of all time. That he's going to be better than Brady. That he's going to be better than everybody. Joe Montana.
It's
going
to like
be better
you
than
have to deal with Aaron Rodgers all over again.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the best thing you could have ever said. So now I have to listen to this, and I'm just tired of it. But I think it's more him than Andy, especially when it comes to those run plays and things like that. I'm not sure if those are designed. I think it's just him making the best out of what he's given.
Yeah.
And I think he's smart enough and he's ballsy enough to make those type of plays. While Jimmy G, let me reiterate, is not ballsy. Okay, not ballsy. Should have put in Beathard.
I think it's a combination of the two, though, with them. We're like, it's not necessarily one's been the other. I think Andy Reid's obviously an offensive genius. He's been to, five conference championship games. I guess
but never won.
Never won a Super Bowl. Won the Super Bowl now. Has been comically close so many different times. Has struggled so many times with the clock and everything else. And has dealt with, terrible comebacks like Andrew Luck coming down, 27-7 or whatever in the third quarter and beating them in, I guess, 2012 or whatever that was. Like, he's had so many playoff heartbreaks, but the offense has always been great. He even did with Michael Vick in Philadelphia, too. Like, he's had great offenses with Alex Smith and McNabb, with Vick and Mahomes, and he's done with just about everybody. But
so you think the defense actually, do you think for once his defense kind of stepped up for him?
It was better in the second half. Their pass defense has been great all year.
Do you think it was Tyrann Mathieu's speech, his yelling on the sideline?
I love the speech because it came immediately after he lets the guy go through at the goal line instead of coming up and making a tackle. You saw it, though. He runs up like this, and he can stop him. He can stop the touchdown there, but he lets him go. And he's on the sideline screaming like, there we go, Tyrann.
I did say, though, that he deserved to talk after everything he's done this year for that team.
For sure.
He deserves to be the one yelling on the sideline. However, I agree. He was the one that blew that. Like, that wasn't on anybody else.
Or whenever he gave up that slant route, that was the first down completion to, I believe it's to Samuel, and he's like in his face yelling at him. It's like, you just gave a 16-yard pass. Now it's not the time
exactly.
for that.
Exactly.
But, he plays how he plays. That's him. That's good old Tyrann. He won a championship.
Did you enjoy the Sherman juke that Tyreek gave him?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I'm sure everybody freaked out. And by the way, Sherman had a rough night.
Yeah, he had one good tackle, Tyreek.
It just seemed like that he didn't have any help over the top. I don't know.
They never have help over the top.
But I thought that Sherman at least had help with somebody, not that he was one-on-one. It seemed like he was more one-on-one in this game than I've ever seen before.
He covers the sideline, typically. He covers that third of the field is what he does.
I didn't realize, though, that he was that. Because, again, like what I'm mentioning, it just seemed like he got beat a lot. Like, that it was always, if Sherman's on him, whoever got the ball in Kansas City, it was Sherman near him. That's all I was trying to say.
Yeah, they didn't really throw to Mosley style that often. But I think a lot of that comes to play, too, because you have a right-handed quarterback, and Mahomes is rolling right a lot.
Hello, Mahomes can switch hands. Remember, Matt, in the next 5 weeks, he is the greatest quarterback of all time.
He's going to throw a behind-the-back pass one day.
I'm so done with this.
And then
I'm already hating this, and you and I are
Madden's
the ones talking about it.
Madden's
going to
have a thing where you press this button, and you have Mahomes, and you can throw the ball behind the back.
What do you think it is? Left B, right B at once?
You have to click the left thumbstick.
What the thumbs
and say. Then press both triggers and then hit the pass button.
Dude, I don't know if my fingers can do that.
You have to do it like NBA Street Volume 2, so I think you can figure it out.
Okay, I'll do that.
In order to do slip and slide, stuff like that. But no, I think a lot of that, too, for Kansas City side was strange was that first half, I think Andy Reid was being a coward. Everything was really short and horizontal. It was screens. It was a lot of bootlegs. It was a lot of quick passes out wide. They ran the ball a lot in the first half, too. And I was really, every time they ran the ball, it was like, I guess that worked somehow.
Whenever he did it late in the third, I was more your reaction there. I was like, okay.
And Damian Williams,
are we doing this still?
He broke a ton of tackles. He broke more tackles than Coleman and Moser were able to do.
Was that a touchdown? Did the ball reach across the playing
field? I didn't think it was a touchdown.
Okay, in my opinion, it was. And I'm not, again, I was rooting against him. But that corner of the ball, that tip of that ball, look, I just crossed a little white line.
Yeah. I think it was too close to overturn.
Exactly.
I didn't think it was a touchdown, though.
Interesting.
Going back to that first half for them is like everything's really horizontal. It's like you don't want to play horizontal in San Francisco. They have great coverage linebackers. They're the best short passing defense in football. And their linebackers are great, like I mentioned. They go from the center field to the sideline. And also their corners are always watching the quarterback too because they're zone turning. And I had no idea what they were doing with it. It seemed like Revis either were trying to figure out what they were doing or playing really scared. The other thing too is all the bootlegs they were running. Like Bosa had that one really great rush on a stunt, but their pass rush wasn't all that great in the first half. It wasn't all that great in the second half either.
It was spotty. It's like it came every now and then, yeah. But it was never consistent Armstead whatsoever.
Armstead had that great rush against the tight end that he got thrown down on the Mahomes scramble from, but it really wasn't overwhelming at all. But for whatever reason, Kansas City ran so many bootlegs and kept moving the pocket, and then that they were afraid of the rush being, you know, all over them. And it never really was. And in the second half, it seemed like for sure once they went down by 10, they outscored them 21-0 at that point, and they went hurry up, and they went more vertical, and they spread things out a lot more, and they stopped doing all those bootlegs, all that short stuff, all the sideline-to-sideline stuff, and they moved the ball really well after that. And Mahomes also stopped doing things like throwing the ball right to Fred Warner and throwing the ball behind Tyreek Hill and throwing the ball right at Quan Alexander. You know,
the
difference between the first half and that 21-point spurt, he was back to being Mahomes in that section of the game.
I still felt like that he was throwing. That's what I mean, though, and that's why this game was so frustrating. Okay, but to comment on the first half for what you were mentioning. So with the first half, do you think that was more Andy Reid filling them out?
I think so.
You think that maybe to your point of him being the offensive genius, that it's, I'm going to fill this team or I won't show them my overall hand, and then once that second half hits, bada bing, bada boom.
Like a race, like a horse race where is like 75%,
yeah.
And now we're around the corner and now we're going all
especially at it. If the game is closer tied where it's kind of what both sides want, and who knows, maybe Shanahan felt like that too, except Shanahan doesn't have a good quarterback. Again, I'm not going to let this go. But whenever it comes to Andy Reid, it could have been the same thing where I'm not going to show you or we're not going to do that type
like,
of offense.
Kind of the same thing we talk about the defense too.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're not going to show this coverage until we need to.
Exactly.
We need stops. And we're like, yeah, we're going to take away your slants and posts. And are you going to be able to hit a shot down the field? Are you going to be able to use a double move? Are you going to be able to make some throws on the sideline?
And once you make San Francisco have to do that, and then it's impossible. It's just the running game was working for me. In the second half, it really wasn't bad. I must have been missing something. I really must have been, where I really felt like San Francisco was still in this game. And with that second-to-last possession for them, it just wasn't good. And you knew that San Francisco's defense was going to be able to give it up because they were just on the field.
Yeah.
And Mahomes was just tearing him up. And to your point, Damian Williams was running. So it was a lot of mixture of everything. And San Francisco's defense was just on the field too much in the second half, it seemed. I feel like I saw much more of them than I did of Jimmy G.
Yeah, Micah Sando with The Athletic had a funny tweet, but he had a really important tweet. Because like in the fourth quarter, there was 9:18 left. They were down by 10 at that point. And he was like, this is the seventh offensive possession the Chiefs have had. And the 49ers did a great job keeping the ball away, not giving it to him. Like, the game was set up exactly how they wanted it to be at that point, whenever the Chiefs went on their eighth offensive drive, and they scored three touchdowns to end, if you don't count the, you know, end of game, throw the ball out of bounds play that happened.
Yeah, I don't really get that.
And, I mean, those things were important, too. I liked, one of my favorite things about watching the Chiefs that's kind of come up is Tyreek Hill, how fast he is where he just runs back to the ball. Like, Mahomes can throw the ball, like, 7 yards short to him, and he'll just sprint back and catch it. Or whenever he catches a short pass, like you mentioned, the juke against Richard Sherman, he runs away from him to create space, goes, you know, loses the first down. And he does it all the time where he'll run away from the first down marker, create space, and then run back and pick up 4 or 5 yards after the fact. And Kelsey tried to do the same thing, and he ended up losing a first down doing that, which was funny.
Man, I always remember this is what I've always said about Tyreek Hill and why it's not fair. It was like a Monday Night Football game last year. And it was Tyreek Hill was on one side of the end zone, and Patrick Mahomes was to the other side of the end zone. And it was like when he was falling backwards, and Tyreek Hill ran across to the other end to catch it.
Was it that Rams game?
Yeah, where it shouldn't have been possible because he was on the other side, but he was too fast. It just, Tyreek Hill is a video game character, and the fact that you don't have two guys on him at all times is ridiculous. When I saw the San Francisco 49ers in that stupid-ass zone, and he's wide open,
they played that all year, though.
Matthew,
they always play.
I am not listening to this right now. It doesn't. I know what you're saying, and I get it. Again, I realize what you're saying.
I think they did play more man than they usually did, especially in the red zone, they play more man.
But I get which, and by the way, what did they do well, it seemed? The red zone was fine, for my opinion. The only thing they were not expecting was the run. They can stop the runs.
And the options. And
that's what I mean. And passing, they were great.
It was surprising how bad their run defense was.
It's because they didn't expect it.
I think one of the things the Chiefs' offensive line did really well was they weren't sitting on the first level at all.
No.
They weren't trying to get first level movement. They were just trying to maintain blocks the first level and get their linebackers as quick as possible. And I think both their guards and their center did a good job doing that. And that was the weakest part of their offensive line. And you kind of saw that earlier with that sack that DeVarney Tardif gave up. I believe that was to Bosa. And I think they gave up another one as well, too. But on the interior, they actually had a good job running the ball in those situations as well. But, yeah, and that Hill catch, I mean, that's him finally going vertical down the seam against cover three. And he turns Mosley around. And he's just sitting there waiting for it.
He's waiting. Man, he's waiting.
And that's Mahomes, like,
he
getting
might
hit.
Well been looking at, like, his watch on his arm.
That was such a balloon.
He could have done an
team.
Odell. That would have been a perfect advertisement where Tyreek should be advertising
watches. The watch out.
Where he pulls the watch out and then he catches the ball. Tyreek Hill should be the guy that actually advertises for watches.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That one was hysterical. I can't believe that whenever I saw it, where he's just sitting there staring, waiting.
He's the one guy that you should be watching out for.
That was an Albuquerque hot air balloon. Mahomes is hit as he's thrown. It's going forever. I'm like, also it's so far off the screen, you have no idea where the ball is going. It ended up working out pretty well there too for it.
I don't know. I'm so frustrated by everything with this game. I thought Kyle Shanahan learned his lesson, and I just wanted to be the biggest hater. I wanted to be the Grinch, and now I don't have to be the Grinch because now everyone's hero won. Andy Reid deserves this, apparently, to everybody and their mother.
I'm happy for him.
See, this is what everyone...
You see when they put his hat on, and it wouldn't fit on his head. It was all wet and falling off.
Gross.
And he was so happy when he saw his wife.
Gross.
He's been through a lot.
Did you enjoy the halftime show?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good?
It was good.
Who's better, Shakira or J-Lo?
I think I like Shakira more. I like when she played the guitar.
Was she really playing the guitar?
No, of course not.
Why?
Actually, I like
Why was she not? Are you saying she doesn't know how to play the guitar?
They never play the guitar on that thing.
That's true.
Actually, I like Bad Bunny the most.
Oh,
what an
God.
Outfit.
What a performance.
He looked like an insane substitute teacher.
Is that a substitute teacher that you've had before?
No, I'm saying he looked like an insane one.
What school would you have gone to that's your substitute teacher?
I never had an insane substitute teacher like
Halloween
that.
Town High? Ooh, what's that from? What's that from?
I don't know. Some Disney Channel
it's
thing.
From Halloween Town, and yes, it is from Disney.
I guess so. No, it was fun. The tongue thing was funny. And I was also laughing at, like, it's like, yeah, they keep shaking
the
their
tongue
butts.
Thing is so bad.
It was like a very, like, a humor that my brother and I have where we're laughing. Like, yeah, they keep shaking their little butts around.
So I got a buddy at work, and what he bet on, because this was one of the bets you could make, butt cleavage for J-Lo, and it was a +400.
Is that butt crack?
See, and that's what I said. He said it was butt crack, and I go, dude, I wouldn't make that bet.
Or is it the dimple of the butt?
He said it was butt crack, and the thing is,
that's
he
what
won.
I would consider butt cleavage.
He said that he won, that they paid out on a +400 bet. What?
It has to be the dimple then.
I don't know, because I thought they were wearing skin-tight outfits that did not show anything like that. But
I feel
according
so
to him,
gross saying these words.
What are you talking about? This was a bet. He also bet on the national anthem being 1:55 over. I think it was under. He also bet on the coin toss. I mean, he's pretty much Adam Sandler.
He's lost his mind.
He's Adam Sandler from Uncut Gems.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what he is.
Yeah, I'm mad I didn't do the Watkins thing, but... We got our money back after betting on the stupid Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. You were wanting to bet on the Watkins. Are you, like, upset about
that? No, I mean, it's my fault.
It is your fault. You know why? Because you're a coward.
No, I mean, I just didn't think about it.
Coward.
Store. No, I'm not a coward. I actually put money on it. I made the good bet, too. I didn't money line it like you said we should.
I bet squares.
Did you make any of your squares?
No, man. I had 9-3 and 2-2. The 9-3 wasn't bad. I'll take a 9-3 any day.
Yeah,
2-2, though. the hell am I going to get for a 2-2?
22-12.
Sounds terrible.
2-12. It's bad. Those are bad times.
It's never going to happen.
So the other thing here that was, well, I mean, like the main reason why I picked the Patriots, I mean, picked the Chiefs last week.
Yeah, go Tom Brady.
I'm just, it's always in my head.
You would expect them to be in this game.
Yeah.
That's actually why you're confused.
Well, I was so mad. I saw some tweet that was like, quarterback down 10 in the fourth quarter against the best defense in football. Where did I see that from before? And it was like a gift of Tom Brady. I'm like, just go away. Oh. Just go away.
That's
you're
so
done.
Amazing.
The rest of America's having
nobody
fun.
Nobody even
right
asked
now.
For you. Yeah. What are you even doing?
Go away.
It's like Mean Girls. You don't even go to this school.
It was exactly that.
That's exactly what it is.
And it was also like, if you're tweeting during the game, yeah, I can't wait to see if maybe the Texans make a run at Eric Armstead or Raheem Mostert this postseason. The free agency's like, no, there's no. We're not talking about
this.
What do
you this. Mean? Why? Well, wait, hold on. Why aren't we talking about that?
I'm just saying it's the Super Bowl. Let's talk about the Super Bowl.
Oh.
We can,
but those aren't guys in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you know what we can do? March 7th, we can talk all about that.
Do you want one of them, though?
I really like...
Armstead?
Yeah.
I was about to say.
I like Armstead. But no, I mean, the main reason why I picked the Chiefs was because throwing the ball is better than running the ball. And it was something that I learned. Like, I always was kind of against him. Like, yeah, but you don't get to control the clock. And like, there's something to be said about being able to run the ball. Run the ball is good. And I like the run game. And then after watching the Texans this year, though, like, it really broke my brain where I'm like, stop giving the ball to Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde gets 3.7 yards a carry. Deshaun Watson gets 7.7 yards an attempt. In no universe should Carlos
different.
Hyde have 25 carries. But I mean, but that was exactly why, though. I picked the
you
Chiefs last
week.
You
hated that, though, with the Colts.
Yeah, I lost my mind during it. And that's why I picked the Chiefs last week. It was just the same understanding that throwing the ball is better than running the ball. I'm going to go with it's not an all-time great passing offense this year, but coming off an all-time great passing offense and being a really great passing offense, the best one in football. I guess you can say Baltimore is slightly more efficient than them, but I'd say the Chiefs still have the best passing offense. And this game, though, Patrick Mahomes, 6.8 yards an attempt. The 49ers rushing attack, 6.4 yards. Or the Chiefs averaged 6.8 yards an attempt. The 49ers averaged 6.4 yards attempt on the ground. So it was a lot more even than it had been all year. Whereas last week it was like a 2.75 yard difference between the two. And the Chiefs actually only gained a half yard more than San Francisco through the air this game. And I guess that's pretty much just saying that the Niners should have won this game. They blew it. Everything went exactly how they wanted it to go. This was such a San Francisco game ever. If you can just imagine what it would take for them to win, it all happened. And the Chiefs just had that big spur. It was similar to what they've done in various games. I mean, they scored 28 points against the Raiders in a quarter. They did that pretty much against the best pass defense in football tonight.
Man, I agree with you and I disagree with you. It's like in the end, you get the last laugh because you say that the passing definitely works more than the running, but I agree and I disagree. Because
I mean, you just get more yards.
I got
every
you.
Time you throw the ball, you get more yards when you run
again,
the ball.
Again, I'm not disputing that. And you had the last laugh, so my point means nothing about what I'm going to say. So if you want to tune it out, by all means, tune it out. But San Francisco 49ers, they should have ran the ball, which is what my point was about Jimmy G throwing it, which is if they would have ran the ball, in my opinion, on that 2nd and 5, even gotten 3 yards, 4 yards, even a first down, it just changes everything where that's they just went away from that and they decided to throw it, which is my problem because you say that that works, but I think my quarterback is so bad on the 49ers that the running game was working. To your point, on the other end with the Chiefs, because you're such a pass-heavy offense, you can catch up within a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
It's a snap of fingers and
they're there.
They're
never going to be out of a game.
And that is the benefit, which is why with the 49ers, your benefit is to control it. Whenever you decide to go away from that to then try to copy the Chiefs, you lose.
Well, and it's like there's no like your margin of error is very slim.
Exactly.
I mean, whenever you play football like this, and so it's like
perfect game
everything
by the 49ers.
Has to go perfectly. And we saw kind of the same thing with Baltimore too against Tennessee, where they fall behind, they don't get their fourth down,
and you're screwed.
The Titans have taken away the middle of the field. Lamar has to hit the sidelines. You have two interceptions, and what are you going to do? You know. And then I mean, obviously, like Ryan Tannehill throwing a 42-yard touchdown pass to Cleve Raymond immediately after a fourth and one stop makes that a lot worse. Comeback player of the hill.
He deserves that. He deserves comeback player of the year.
I guess so.
Come on. Like, what a turnaround. Think about it. Look what he did with Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, but it's not going to last, though.
Oh, I disagree. Yeah. I think your division's great.
We can talk about it later.
We'll talk about it, but I think no matter what, the Texas division's great. I think it's fun.
It's fun. It's fun. Not bad anymore. It's fun. It's been fun for like 2 years
Especially because now you got the mustache now that's going to be starting for Jacksonville.
And they may actually let him throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, so you guys got a lot of action coming.
And the Colts may sign Phillip Rivers.
That's not a big deal. That's now Colts going backwards, in my opinion.
We'll talk about
turnover century.
The other thing for this game, like the one thing I want to know. So let's say that Damian Williams play. Let's say he doesn't get the touchdown there.
Okay.
And it's fourth and inches.
Oh yeah.
And you're down by 7.
Uh-huh.
Are you going for it?
Yeah, QB sneak.
Yeah, I'm going for it too.
Yeah, QB sneak. No. They were down by three. They're down by three, tie it, or you go for the. And Andy Reid would go for it, especially if it's fourth and inches.
Yeah,
it's QB sneak it, dude. It's the biggest cheap play on planet Earth. Just do it every single time, and they did it, and they got the two fourth down plays at the very beginning of the first half,
which is beautiful,
and it was great. And the first one worked. Second one, they still had to kick the field goal, but it doesn't matter.
It still worked.
It still worked, which is still giving the team confidence. Overall, it's just
football's so much better now that teams go for on fourth down. It's a better game,
And I agree, and because it makes it more like crazy, more of like high
stakes.
There's
a lot more risk, a lot more reward.
I think though, did you see on the 49ers sideline somebody pumping up the team?
No, I don't know.
No. Did you see somebody yelling? I mean, as far as with the Fox crew, did you see somebody like actually shooting that? My point too is, they show now. Two different people for the Kansas City Chiefs, one with Patrick Mahomes yelling at the offense, the other with Tyrann Mathieu yelling at the defense. So you had two guys on the Kansas City Chiefs yelling at both their guys.
The 49ers, right? Kyle Shanahan yelling at the referees.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's what it was.
I didn't see anybody yelling at the actual team. I saw everybody in stern faces just kind of nervous with their hands around their masks going, Okay.
You think Kyle gives off that energy?
Right.
He has that stink on him from the Super Bowl?
I think Kyle was not as amped up as he should have been. I thought he would be more emphatic. I thought he would be more crazy. He was too reserved. And the only time he actually showed emotion to the point of view was to the refs during that. I don't know. It's just funny because, again, you saw Tyrann Mathieu, you saw Patrick Mahomes pumping up each of their sides of their football. They didn't show me one 49er.
Yeah.
Unless they were just sitting on the bench.
And I mean, I think a good example of that, too, is if you look at the difference between the two teams in the divisional round, where you have Mahomes yelling at his team on the sideline, and they're down big against Houston, and you have Lamar Jackson just sitting there on the sideline by himself. Like, it's a cliche.
Loser mentality.
It's not like there's a leader.
Loser mentality.
It's not necessarily loser mentality, but there's a leadership that needs to be there.
That's what I mean.
You know, and like, it's lame and it's stupid and whatever, but there is a need for it at certain times. And Kansas City's, I mean, like, they've come back every single time they've been behind this postseason. They've done this 3 times now. And each time you've seen that same sort of thing there, though, where you see that leadership on the sidelines and the screaming and whatever.
But
and then Mahomes is breaking out making big plays.
But it's both of them, and it's also to your point where you just said about Mahomes making a big play. It's also Matthews in making a big play, but it's them being able to back it up and then being able to say, see? And that's what kind of amps up everybody. Kansas City Chiefs were pumped. 49ers seem reserved. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me looking into it, me trying to find excuses on just something else besides Jimmy. But I don't know, man. They just seem like not,
and Frank
not
Clark,
as crazy.
Frank Clark being crazy all week, too, because he loves playing the 49ers.
Yeah.
After just eating them up, you know, for the previous 3 years.
And Richard Sherman wasn't jawing.
No.
Instead, whenever guys were getting up, he's like, good job. Good job. Pat him on the back. the hell are you doing?
I think that was a different tactic. He's like, wow.
But that's what I mean. On the other Super Bowls against New England, did you see him do that?
Yeah, but he was also 5 years younger.
Who cares?
But I think he was
won!
No, I think he knew immediately. He was like, wait, these guys are so much faster than me. I can't be doing that.
But come on. I need more
I think he was a genius.
I needed more.
That's more internally than the team than against your opponents.
Again, I'm blaming this on Shanahan. Don't get me wrong with as much,
I think it's just what...
That second and five, that wasn't Jimmy G's call to be in shotgun. I swear to God, it wasn't.
It's just also like that was the problem with the 49ers in this game. And that's why the Chiefs won, is because of that exactly right there. You know?
Because of Jimmy?
Yeah. You know? and also the other thing we were talking about earlier, too. Like, so Garoppolo attempts 8 passes in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, I actually like this from you. That's a good point.
He threw that interception against the Vikings. They're like, yeah, you're not doing anything anymore. They unplugged the controller, said, you can watch. You're not playing anymore. And so I kind of talked a lot about this. So the Texans last year, where they go on that big run where they win like 8 games in a row against teams that can't throw the ball at all. And they're winning games. Everybody's having fun. But they're winning games 2013, that sort of thing. And I'm like, yeah, they're winning games because all these run defenses are awful. They have an all-time great run defense. They're going to beat these teams. What are they going to do when they play against a team where they actually need to score a bunch of points to compete? And then you saw in spurts, and the Jets threw on them, the Eagles threw on them, and they had to try to flip that switch. But they spent the entire part of the season not preparing themselves for the postseason. They actually have to throw the ball downfield to create offense, be able to outscore teams because, again, their pass defense is really bad. And so it seemed really similar to San Francisco, too, where it's like, so you're going to need Garoppolo to make throws. You're going to need him to do something. He's not just being able to just hit a slant play action pass, you know, and have 12 first downs in 2 games. He's going to need to do something. They're going to have to score, you know, 30 points or so, probably beat Kansas City. And so you take 15 passes, you have 2 weeks off. He hasn't really played football for a month now and has to have to do anything meaningful. And now all of a sudden it's the fourth quarter and there's 5.5 minutes left and they have a chance to go win a Super Bowl. And now you're asking him to do it after asking him not to do anything at all previously. And so I think that's important though. Like, it was cute. It was cool how they won those first 2 games, but I do think it hindered him as well as a player to be, you know, better prepared and be, you know, ready for an opportunity like that. And especially against the rush too. Like, if there was any pressure, he had no idea what to do. He had those 2 incompletions where he's just throwing the ball and nobody's being hit. He's missing throws to open part of the field. That scramble he had was really depressing. I thought he had mobility. He has no mobility.
He
looks like Tom Brady.
By the way, I didn't know that either until this game. I actually thought he could run like Mahomes.
No, he can't run.
I thought he could. And then whenever I was, oh no. Why is that a white guy?
Yeah, that was bad.
That's a white guy running.
Is that me? Mahomes is like Deshaun Watson now.
Yeah.
He scrambles. Like he had never done that at all
until recently. Oh, and by the way, he can take hits too.
Yeah, just throwing his shoulder around stuff.
But going to your point, man, and this is where I will say for, again, one of the only moments, you have your laugh in this game, but you're right on this. I am so against Jimmy G on him being bad, but also I'm going to be agreeing with the whole – this is why I blame Kyle Shanahan. To your point, this is coaching. If you are going to expect Kyle Shanahan to be able to make these type of plays in these moments, you got to at least let him try these plays before. And during the other games, they didn't try these. This isn't what they were doing. They were running the ball. So for you to then go into this game to expect to be like, Jimmy, you're going to need to hit this. Jimmy's face, okay. And he's probably only worked on it in practice because they don't trust him to do it in the game. But now in the biggest game, Jimmy, we're going to trust you now.
Yeah. That pass attempt to Sanders, the only time I saw him do something close to that was he threw a fade to Kyle Juszczyk against the Seahawks in Week 17. Like, he has not thrown a throw like that.
Let's go to this. Let's go to this, Matt. Let's go to this. Is he the guy? Is he a guy?
I mean, he's like, what, the 15th best quarterback?
Oh my God. My father said the same thing. He goes, Taylor, you can't tell me he's not in the top 16. I go, he's number 16.
He's slightly worse than Kirk Cousins.
He's like number 16 on the list. He's number 15 on the list.
Imagine how good the Niners would be if Kirk Cousins was their quarterback.
Is that, you know what? Is that better? Do they win
I'm
the Super Bowl?
I'm joking around.
No, I know. Do they win the Super Bowl?
I think they're kind of the same spot.
I think they're actually the exact same
I think
team.
Cousins could hit that throw to Sanders, though. Because Cousins has hit that throw. And he's done all year. But, like, they just, he didn't have to make that throw at all,
but
all
Matt,
season long.
I think I made the perfect point, and I hate to kind of pat myself on the back, but my perfect point to that throw is Eli Manning.
Yeah, he needs to make that throw.
You have to. Like, that's the thing. If you're the guy that just is going to be Eli Manning, where you're just, who knows if you should be in the Hall of Fame or not? Who knows if you're a good quarterback?
Well, you can't tell the story of the NFL without Eli Manning.
You can't. And that's why he deserves it from me.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to hit it.
Yeah. Well, and like again, like he just, he's had, I've watched what? 10 Niners games.
I know.
I'm not seeing him make that throw. The only thing close to him throwing a ball downfield was a fade to Kyle Juszczyk out of the backfield.
I can't remember a bomb on a highlight, man.
And that's the only thing
I
can think of.
I can't remember a Hail Mary pass or anything over like 40 yards.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of. And so I do think the Niners were the second best team in football this year. I think the Ravens are the best team. They didn't win the Super Bowl. And like the problems that they had, you know, happened against Tennessee, especially the fourth down stops. I still can't believe Tennessee pulled that off. But they, like, obviously, an overall team, they have a better team than Kansas City. But the Chiefs just have a much better passing offense. And that's the most important thing in football is to have a really great passing offense. If you have that, you can play with anybody. You're never behind. You always have the chance to put up points quickly. It's the most important thing that you can have. And they have a great pass defense along with it. And I think their defensive line had a good game too. And their pass rush got going the second half. Chris Jones had 3 pass defense too, which is, you know, again, fun. Just watching him play volleyball setter.
One of those tips where it's just like, hey,
he's playing volleyball.
At me. I dare you. It was the dumbest saying. God, I don't think Jimmy's a guy. Put in Beat Hart.
How good would they be if they had a quarterback, the Niners?
Okay. Give me, again, name me quarterbacks.
Okay. Tyrod Taylor.
I don't think they win.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins, I don't think they win. Dak Prescott.
Kirk's hard.
They win.
Kirk's hard for me.
Aaron Rodgers, obviously they win. Big Ben, they win. Tom Brady, they win.
Baker Mayfield.
They lose. Carson Wentz, they win.
Phillip Rivers.
They win.
Jacoby Brissett.
They win.
Gardner Minshew.
Actually, Jacoby Brissett does win this game. Minshew does not.
I don't think Jacoby makes that throw, though.
I think Jacoby makes a throw. That's actually what I'm going with.
No, he's a bad downfield thrower. That's the one thing he's really bad at.
Okay, you know what? I'll put it to you this way.
But Jacoby has the mobility.
He doesn't turn the interception. He doesn't do the interception throw.
Maybe not.
That's where I'm going to go with Jacoby.
And he has the mobility, too.
Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah.
Actually, this is really good.
So I'm going to spend the rest of my life.
Yeah. Just going through each thing. So Tannehill. So you make that. Tannehill makes it.
Yeah. So going into next season, or like this summer, what do you think are going to be the dominating storylines all offseason? Aside from, is Patrick Mahomes a god? How great is our god, Patrick Mahomes?
Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys. It's all about McCarthy. You don't understand. Jerry wins the offseason once again. All they talked about leading up to the Super Bowl was Mike McCarthy hire. That's all they talked about. Jerry wins in the end. I hope everybody realizes this. I'm sorry, Texans
fans.
And
they're going to tag Dak, probably.
He deserves it.
Which is the right move.
What do you do with Amari?
I wouldn't keep him.
Oh, you're good half the time.
Yeah.
Get the hell off.
And you're always hurt. And you're petulant.
And you have a first
round. And you're kind of weird.
So why wouldn't you draft a first rounder?
And it's supposed to be like an all-time great wide receiver draft.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be like 5 great receivers available.
Yeah.
And also like what we saw from San Francisco too. Like having a great wide receiver is the most important thing.
Matt, again, name me a team where they have the greatest wide receiver.
I mean, Kansas City's the only team.
Yeah.
But like, they have Baltimore doesn't.
That's not what they
Tennessee
did,
kind of had with A.J. Brown. Houston does, but like these teams with like top, you know, number one wide receivers aren't necessarily the best teams all this year.
No, and they never really.
Green Bay had Davante Adams, but he got shut down for first half last week.
Yeah, but if you take away Davante, then Aaron has nothing.
Yeah,
Aaron's a poser.
Well, he's a running back thrower against, again, the Niners are great.
Dude,
stopping running backs.
His last name might as well be Carter because he is no better than Nick.
And he's old too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 35.
Yeah. Well, gross.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the big thing too. And I think also the quarterbacks are the big thing this offseason because there's going to be a lot of mobility. And we'll have to record a show maybe this week as early as that for a quarterback carousel show.
You know what? Let's do this though. Out of the entire, like, whole realm, who do you think is the biggest surprise out of the entire NFL season?
This year?
Yeah. Who do you think's the biggest one? Who, like, kind of surprised you the most? Was it San Francisco?
I didn't pick San... I mean, I thought San Francisco was being better. I had to go back and check if I picked the over on or not.
I don't think I picked them to go.
I didn't pick them to make the playoffs, but I was just like, I thought the schedule was hard.
I would say they're probably my biggest surprise, which is why I bring the question up. I don't know who else would have surprised me. I know I didn't was really heavy on Baltimore, but I also said that the playoff thing surprised me, which, sorry, I'm on that bandwagon where I say, Lamar, prove it to me in the playoffs. Otherwise, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it had to be San Francisco. Yeah. Also, Jacksonville really surprised me. I thought Jacksonville would be good this year. But I didn't foresee Jalen Ramsey wanting to be traded.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I didn't foresee A.J. Boye getting hurt. I didn't foresee Andrew Norwell being terrible. I didn't foresee Cam Robinson being hurt. I didn't foresee Nick Foles getting hurt, let alone...
And the mustache.
The mustache, but also then not letting the mustache throw the ball downfield. And like kind of like curtailing them on purpose so they could play Foles again. I thought their power run game would be a lot better, too. And I thought they would have a great passing defense, and it wasn't all. So I didn't see a lot of weird things happen in Jacksonville. I was wrong about that. But yeah, I would say San Francisco and Jacksonville are two biggest surprises for me.
It's so weird to say. I'm just, like, again, that's why I brought up the question, just because San Francisco 49ers, bravo in the end. I think either way, as much as everyone's going to be giving the 49ers a hard time, especially Kyle Shanahan, he is a new genius in the league.
I think he has been for a while now.
And I think he is 1,000 times better than McVay.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think Shanahan was great last year. They just had so many injuries.
Exactly.
And they had so many turnovers.
And that's why I think that 49ers are going to keep going.
They had two interceptions last year. Two. Really? All last season. We talked about in the preseason.
Hold on.
Two.
I'm just saying, now after watching the Super Bowl and the entire season, what?
They had two interceptions last year. You know how many interceptions they had in their first game? Three. Two pick sixes of Jameis Winston that game.
Well, I don't remember that. But Jameis Winston is the best quarterback in the league, right?
He almost beat him that week.
Come on! You even just defended this.
He almost beat him that
week.
I
see. This is your problem.
Yeah, obviously, he's not the best quarterback in the league.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, he isn't.
I can't believe
but
you.
He almost
what
beat...
What is your problem?
He almost beat the 49ers in week one.
I hate you
one of
so
picks
much.
Is off a screen pass,
this
too.
Is ridiculous. What am I even listening to?
I'm just telling you the facts right now.
Problem,
but yeah, like that was a big thing, and then also,
where does he go next year?
I think they're gonna keep him.
Okay,
they're gonna tag him.
Okay, all right.
I mean, let's say they don't, and it's like
that's what I'm saying. What would you want? Does Jameis Winston, if he's on the 49ers, win this game?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's what I want. That's a good one. Yeah,
of course, 100%.
Okay, all right.
Josh Allen wins this game.
I hate Josh Allen. But he wins this game.
Yeah.
He wins this game for sure. Jameis Winston does not.
CJ Beathard maybe win this game.
I said, dude, the moment I saw in the first half, I was like,
what about Nick Mullins? Does he win this game?
Yeah, of course.
Nick Mullins, I mean. Nick
Mullins. Dude, he wins this game. He wins this game. For sure. And he's prettier.
Yeah. Well, and also the other thing, too, is like they have really great pass rush, and they're probably going to lose Armstead.
They will definitely lose.
They're going to need Solomon Thomas to be good next year. He had some juice occasionally, but he's in particular good. It was a great game,
Armstead's
though.
He's going to be paid.
So the last thing I want to ask you tonight, I saw something on Twitter that was kind of funny. It was, whenever your Super Bowl party starts to die down, ask them, how old do you think Pitbull is? So, Taylor, how old do you think Pitbull is?
In all honesty, 52.
No, he's 39.
Oh, my God.
I thought he'd be like 44 or something.
I was like, maybe I'm overshooting it, but I never thought he was younger than 47.
But he's also a vampire. You've never seen him during the day. So he's probably actually like 1,027 years old.
Is he really just 39?
Yeah. I just looked it up to ask you.
It's not much. Man, I really have a problem. That's not much older than me. Like, I'm not like, that's, I'm a little bit weirded out. He's really not.
Yeah, he's born in 81. You know, actually, Garoppolo averaged more yards in attempt than Patrick Mahomes this game. 7.1.
I'm not surprised, though.
Compared to 6.8.
I'm really not, but that's kind of, Matt, that's the problem.
You
that's
know
just
you
showing.
How many yards per carry Debo Samuel had?
Yards per carry for Debo, it has to be at least 12.
17.7.
Yeah.
3 for 51 off those reverses.
They only tried it 3 times in the first half. And they didn't do it once in the second.
Yeah, they got 51 yards. It's going to be a fun game to go back and watch.
Oh,
them.
My God.
Watch the coach's video on.
What is this? I don't. Kyle didn't know. He didn't know. He panics. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where
I think
he's,
it's the hat.
It can't be the hat.
He needs a new hat.
What do you mean?
The trucker hat? That thing sucks. It's a Von Dutch Ashton Kutcher trucker hat.
Wait.
From like 2002.
But Ashton Kutcher is great.
Yeah, but Shanahan needs to get a new hat. I think it's atrocious.
Send him a new hat. Be like, dude, it's your hat.
Yeah.
Wait, did he wear that hat in Atlanta?
He's worn that hat as he's been the head coach of San Francisco this year.
Okay, well, he
didn't wear
right.
a hat in Atlanta, I don't think. Because they were indoors.
Oh,
he
was yeah.
He wearing a hat.
Oh, I don't know. I wear a hat all the time. Damn.
You see, John, also, I didn't understand them not going for it in the first half and then trying to go for it to Kittle out of nowhere. I understand that. And John Lynch was up in the booth screaming for a timeout. And they also, John Lynch came down early, too. And there's some. It's like the Arthur. It was like the
you
Arthur Blank
stop
thing.
Stop it! That's
remember
what I was going
to
say.
Remember that in the Patriots game?
You're
it's Blank
never,
down there.
You're never allowed
kind of
to go down
for it.
There.
And then John Lynch did the same thing too. But I mean, obviously, everybody goes down there in case whatever happens. They just put the camera on that person specifically.
You're never allowed to go down. Just stay up there. Who gives a damn? I will stay up there in the box until my team wins. I am not leaving my seat. This is my seat until I win.
Yeah.
Because then you look like an asshole.
And it's the TV camera's fault. Because everybody's down there. I mean, the Chiefs owner was down there. But you're going to remember that. So the 49ers blew a 21-10 lead.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Not the same ring to it?
It's not the same ring to it.
I still can't believe that Falcons game.
Yeah. That's
I can't believe how
close.
Much money I could have won off of it.
I think I won that game.
I would have won like $700.
Oh, that was the game I won $100 on because I bet on the Patriots and it was 28-3 and everybody was laughing at me. And I just said, just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait. And then when Tom came back, everybody was so angry with me. No matter what, I did not win that day. But I won $100.
Yeah. Well, see, I didn't
win any friends.
I bet on
the
Falcons
money.
In the Super Bowl in November that year.
You did.
And I doubled down on it.
You did.
And I had no money at that time.
You didn't
too.
Have money, so you didn't bet on it, really.
But no, I did.
Well, wait, but not like you didn't like.
No, I doubled down and went all in on it. And I didn't have very much money at the time, too. And I was like so excited.
Oh, what was your payout going to be?
I was going to make like, I don't know, like $800 or something.
Oh, my God. That's not even a lot.
That was a lot for me at the time.
Dude, I got a guy that bet on Demi Lovato's dress, and he thought it was going to be black.
Yeah, but we were in different points of our life than me at that time and you and your friend at that time. But
wait, why not? Are you not going to bet on... Wait, did you bet on Demi Lovato's dress tonight?
No, it's been the Chiefs, dude. I am upset I didn't bet on the Watkins thing, but it's whatever.
Should have bet
you know,
on...
Great, you know Watkins may not play next year?
Really?
Yeah. Like, we win this year. If we win this thing, I might not play next year. And it's funny, too. He had two great games all year. Week one against Jacksonville and the Super Bowl against...
Super Bowl.
The San Francisco 49ers. Almost forgot there. But yeah, nice bookend season for Sammy. Good for him.
And if you win the Super Bowl, I mean, what else do you have, really? Dude, you should have bet out some butt cleavage is what you should have done.
Yeah, butt dimples. I guess he learned that. Butt dimples.
I can't believe that.
And butt crack is all butt cleavage.
Butt cleavage.
Remember to that Watkins thing. I remember I drafted him in fantasy like in the second round once before.
Oh,
I kept
my God.
Always,
here we go about
kept,
the fantasy
no,
talk
I kept,
again.
I kept always having him on my team. And then week one happens, like, I've finally been rewarded by Watkins. He's going to do it this year. No. He had one good game.
Yeah. I remember that you started the next week.
I was so excited. I was like, I think I got it. No. It was one game. I didn't even start him that game either. But Good for him, though.
It's okay.
Good for the Chiefs.
Who cares about fantasy? Fantasy's stupid.
This is all they have in Kansas City.
Nobody likes fantasy.
Good for the Chiefs.
Yeah, good for the Chiefs. 50 years.
Yeah, good for them. Good for Andy.
Yeah, no. Come on. Okay,
I'm
whatever. You know what, Andy? Great. Happy.
I mean,
whatever.
Then
I'll give you a text later on. We'll text each other.
Well, and like it seems like now, too, like the annoying thing is going to be, well, yeah, Mahomes is going to be doing this for the next 17 years or whatever. But people say the same thing about Rodgers, you know? Like these things aren't, like that's what makes football, that's
whenever
what makes
you
kind of what the Patriots have done.
I laugh because you're exactly right.
That's what makes the Patriots so remarkable, that they keep doing it and every other team has like a 2 or 3 year window and that's it. And like that, it happens and it never happens again. But obviously, if you have a great quarterback, you're able to elongate it. You have other teams around them at that point in time. But like the 49ers are different. They're like, yeah, they're going to be here a bunch going forward. Shanahan's great. They have a great team or whatever. I disagree. I don't think this is going to be something where they're going to be great forever because, again, they don't have the quarterback. I think they're going to be a lot like the Rams were this past year.
But that's what I mean, though, is that with Shanahan, I feel like, okay, I'll put it to you this way. Let's go with this comparison. Do you think that the 49ers or the Chiefs are going to have a better shot of sustaining this type of...
Chiefs.
I disagree.
100%.
I think it's 49ers, and it's because it's this
season. I wish I could pick the 49ers to miss the playoffs right now.
What?
Teams who make the Super Bowl, who lose the Super Bowl, are usually bad the next year. Usually miss the playoffs next year. And I think a lot of stuff they did this year isn't going to work next year.
I don't know about that, because then that's like saying that the Ravens aren't going to work next year.
They're going to have to get better throwing the ball down the sideline.
Ooh, so you're saying they're not going to work next year?
No, I think they will, but they're going to have to get better at that.
Matthew Weston,
they can't
just
do the same thing all over
the
again.
The Baltimore Ravens are going to suck.
No, I didn't say that.
I don't think
the Niners make the playoffs next year, though.
Okay, I disagree with you entirely. Entirely. You know why? Because Beathard's going to be the starter.
You would have said something if I said that about the Rams last year.
No, because I don't like I didn't like the Rams at all last year.
Yeah.
I never liked the Rams because you and I both, that's the one thing you and I both agreed on, is that Jared Goff is terrible, completely overpaid, can only do whatever
daddy
tells him to do.
It was so weird they extended him.
That was
bad. I think it's
really bad.
I think it's a locker room thing, though. They have to have that hierarchy with money in the NFL. Where it's like, yeah, he's
our
quarterback.
Is he a locker room guy?
No, I mean, but like, whenever it comes to like leadership, I think money goes.
Is he a leader? Nobody looks up to Jared Goff.
No, but you know what I mean. There's a hierarchy in any situation.
They say, "Surfer boy, get away from me."
And there's a hierarchy in the football locker room. I think it has to do with how much money you make.
Take
so
your
part,
sandals.
It's like,
and
what's
get
the difference
out.
Between $3 million and if you're making 17 or 12? It's a lot, obviously, by money, but like in reality, what you can do with it, maybe not so much. But I do think, in like you, being the most paid player on the team, gives you a certain level of voice that you wouldn't have otherwise, you know?
I guess. Maybe it's because I'll never have that much money, so I'll never realize that. I think we need to do a GoFundMe page for our million viewers with us, because we need some more advertisers. We need to like advertise like the bigger companies. They need to understand where we're coming
from. Like ExxonMobil.
ExxonMobil, you know, just Valero, you know,
Amazon,
Shell,
Johnson & Johnson,
Apple. Let's get the big timers.
Oh, we get some Apple, some Corona beer.
Yeah, let's get some Marvel, Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send an email.
God, can
sir,
you get
please
this
stop
together?
Emailing me. It's a manifesto.
Sir, please get out.
The FBI is at my door. You're making a lot of great points, but there's some stuff in here we just can't have.
It's fine.
But yeah, it was fun. This is a great Super Bowl, like last year's Super Bowl. I'm excited to watch this game again tomorrow, whenever the coach's film comes out for it. I'm excited to write about it.
I'm going to be depressed. I'm going to pay off a lot of bets here.
Yeah, and then we'll do the NFL season awards, the Texans season awards, the Texans season preview, or review, the Texans season review, and then free agency.
Wait, who are we doing? Who's that? Who?
And we're going to do it all.
Wait, who? Texans? Yeah. Texans?
It really doesn't seem like Texicana? The season. It doesn't seem like the NFL season really ends until after like the middle of March, or I guess until after the draft.
After the draft, I was gonna say it's after
like
the draft,
and then after the draft, it's like 5 months of nothing, which is nice.
I disagree because you watch
it.
Baseball. I don't.
I listen to baseball.
Yeah, you still listen to something. I'm nothing.
And then I write poetry.
I'm gonna have to like learn how to like read.
Yeah, I
maybe
got some
watch
books.
Some more anime.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I do.
Good.
Woo!
Well.
You watch hentai.
That's our show for tonight. Don't be talking about that. My tentacle hentai.
Your tentacle hentai.
My tentacle butt cleavage hentai.
Dude, butt cleavage is a real bet.
Yeah.
I can't believe he won. He sent me the text and he said, F you.
Good for him.
I hate him.
So that's the Super Bowl live, laugh, love Super Bowl. That's how I remember it. And
I only eat, pray, and love.
Well, it's live, laugh, love this year.
I eat, pray.
But yeah. So we'll be back on later this week to the season reward. Awards, not rewards, awards. And it's never going to end.
We'll get a
but
reward.
Until next time, I'm Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Bob Red Radio. And thanks for being on tonight, Taylor. Sorry.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.